on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Hamilton today. Mark Hunter has slipped into the Tuesday chair because Warren Huntley's been a very busy man this morning out here at Breakfast with the Best at Moonee Valley. And before we get stuck into the preview at Hamilton today, we want some future winners from the eagle-eyed clocker, Warren Huntley, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Waz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael. I haven't had access to get to track work as much as we would have liked in the last 12 months or so great to be up in that Stewart's Tower at Moonee Valley watching the gallops and clocking them this morning, and I reckon I only missed a couple with the rusty fingers.
Well, you've got all the times down as well. It's a fine art to it, there's no doubt about it. And as far as the Cox Plate horses that were out here this morning, Zaki, Mwunga, very elegant. We had Animo out here as well. Who, to your eye, were you most impressed with?
That's a really difficult question because I think of the Cox Plate gallopers, they all galloped well. Animo wasn't asked to do a lot, and he had a stretch the legs gallop there on Saturday morning, but loved the way he moved with the older horse Best of Days. Very elegant, could be a little bit sharp and throw her head around early in her work. I love the way she finished off her gallop, and I do think that it's the best I've seen Zaki work outside Mwunga. I thought there was a bit of improvement in the gallop Saturday morning, and probably a bit more improvement today. Even though it was on the clock, he wasn't the quickest. I just love the progression of Animo, and I do think Very Elegant's there to bounce back. And I'm not negative on Zaki, but I'll put Animo and Very Elegant as the two that I've been most impressed with the gallops from the Cox Plate perspective.
All right. The Manicato, it seems, just throw the numbers up in the air. Is there a push you can give us from anything that worked this morning?
Well, I'm a bit like Richo. I would have given you a push for Brooklyn Hustle, but she's not there. Late in the day, when the track was a bit worn, she was out wide on the track, but she's won one of the quicker last 400 metres of the morning with a late gallop. So that's generally a really good guide, and we know that she loves scooting around and sweeping around that valley circuit. I couldn't give you a push for the Manicato off what I've seen. My push from track work certainly would have been Brooklyn Hustle, so interested to see what the story is there.
All right, well, no Brooklyn Hustle. There's usually on the Saturday or the Friday night a boom horse or a boom worker from the Breakfast with the Best that we can try and hone in on. Have you got one of those this morning?
Well, I thought Starry Legend. We know he's a fast horse, but he was asked to do a bit, and he was really strong for the line. Again, one of the later gallops and quickest last 400 metres. So he was very sharp. It's Fake Love heading to the Manicato. Hadn't checked the final field there, Michael. Is Fake Love in the Manicato for the Mara Newsome?
Let me just double check. We had the Manicato field up on my screen, but it's disappeared. I'll get that for you.
Looking for a Manicato gallop, I thought Fake Love was. She was very sharp this morning, and I'm just looking at that field myself now for the. I've only got the Cox Plate up.
No, it's not in there. No, Fake Love's not in there. They've got four Mara Newsome, but Fake Love's not one of them.
Okay, well, and then we'll go away from the Manicato. I thought Cerberus was a terrific gallop this morning over a little bit of ground. He was home in just a tick over 25 for his last 400 metres. And working over a bit more ground, he's maintained a gallop for longer than a lot of the short, sharp sprinters. And geez, an impressive style of gallop of Cerberus. He looked terrific. And over even more ground, I love the work of Grand Promenade. He's in outstanding order. He's an awesome galloper with a big stride on him. He trotted and cantered almost a lap and then took off from about the 1,600 metre mark. And I thought it was a lovely, strong piece of work over a bit of ground from Grand Promenade.
All right, he is going straight into the Lexus Melbourne Cup. We might see Cerberus in the Drummond Golf Vase taking on Forgot You on Saturday. So it was great to see you out here clocking the horses. Hopefully you can get back and do it very regularly, very soon. And we look forward to your thoughts heading into the Cox Plate. Great to get some insight from the clocker this morning. Thanks, Warren.
Love being out there, Michael. Thank you.
Warren Huntley with the best workers from Moonee Valley this morning. Time to have a chat to Mark Hunter now. Morning, Mark. You well?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Have you caught up with the final field and the barriers for the Cox Plate on Saturday?
I just listened to you on the radio before, so I haven't got down had a look at them at all. So I've only heard what you've been giving out on the radio, Michael.
All right. Have you got a gut feel then at this early stage? You've still got a fair bit of analysis. Gate 10, 10 of 10 Animo, another wide draw. Is that a negative, or are you happy to see him out of trouble?
I've got lots of analysis to go. My first thought I'm not sure Animo was screaming out for 2,000 metres after the Caulfield Guineas. That's my first thought without having a good look at it.
And Zaki, gate 6, that should give them every option. Would you expect they'll roll forward and try to dominate on Saturday?
I just heard, I remember the interview with Annabelle Neesham last time where she said it won't be a sit sprint to Cox Plate. They'll be pouring the pressure on fairway out. So I think you can do your form knowing it's going to be a bit of a stamina test there the last 400 metres.
Yeah, it's going to be enthralling, isn't it? But we need to have deep pockets and full wallets, and we need that at Hamilton today. What do you make of the meeting today?
Nah, pretty tough. Hamilton's a tough little track. You get lots of maidens and benchmark 58s with not much between them. So I can't say I'm going in super confident, but hopefully we're going wide in the quaddie. Hopefully we can get a split up there.
All right. Well, we're on a soft five deck today. The rail is in the true position. The first race starts at 1:30. It's a bet 365, three-year-old maiden plate, and there's a few scratchings. Take out 1, 3, and 7. Pentani's the favourite here at $2.70. First starter for Mar Eustace. Miss Field is at $3.10. Sachem at $4.80. And then we're out to Heavenly Spirit at $6. So small field, but plenty of chances.
Yeah, not much between the top three picks here. I'm going to put the first starter on top number 5, Pentani, mainly because I'm not that thrilled with the rest of them that have raced. Pentani trolled recently, was ridden along, was behind Knight's Passage, who's a much better performed galloper than a maiden, and Pentani was not disgraced. So Yasodwood went well enough to go pretty well in a race like this to beat number 8, Miss Field, who sat 3 wide on the speed at Horsham last time, beaten by a couple of handy horses. Was okay, will be fitter. 6, Sachem. Sachem had no luck on debut. It trolled well going into that race, had no luck at all on debut. It looked ready to win. I'm just worried that form is no good. And next best, number 4, Heavenly Spirit, who comes through the Sachem race, had no luck, and then went to Mildura and was basic. Maybe fitter for that run has got a place chance. So not a lot between them. Quite a few queries. I'll go 5, 8, 6, and 4.
5, 8, 6, and 4. And the first race, number 2, is a maiden over 1,100 metres. Take out 2, 8, 11, and 12. Phineas is the favourite here at $2.60. Raging Monkey, $2.70. Mr Freeze, $3.70. They're the top three in the market.
Yeah, it's probably two main hopes here, 5 and 3. I'm just with the race fitness here, number 5, Raging Monkey, who took a sit on debut, ran well, and led all bar the post last time. Got run down by a pretty smart horse there. So just for the race fitness, I think Jared Fry from a good gate will punch it out, and it'll take plenty of running down here to beat number 3, Phineas. Phineas was good on debut over the carnival. Resumes here. I couldn't find a trial leading in, but draws for a good run. 10, Mr Freeze. Went to a weak race there first up and got run over. Maybe fitter for that run. Gets a good run from the draw. And 9, Opachina. They rode it quietly last time, and it went better. So you'd think they do the same here from the gate. Should be running on. But I think 5, Raging Monkey will be leading for a long, long way. 5, 3, 10, and 9.
5, 3, 10, and 9 in race number 2 at Hamilton. Race 3 is for the 3-year-olds. It's a maiden over 1,400 metres. Take out 10. Champagne Witness has been knocking on the door for Maddie Williams. 5 placings from 8 starts, including last 3 in second position. $2.60. Big Time Girl, $4.20. Vos Marie's at $4.20. Persian Vale at $6. Is today the day for Champagne Witness?
Look, it could be. It's my second pick. I've just with the value runner here, number 7, Vos Murray, who had the one go quite a while ago, sat last, and ran pretty well to finish 4th. Now, it comes off that long spell. I think it's trialled well, draws for a beautiful run here, and just think it might be the strongest at 1,400 metres to beat number 5, Champagne Witness, who's, well, it's honest, it's bursting for a win, gets a great run from the draw, certainly a winning chance. 4, Big Time Girl. Not sure it's screaming out for 1,400 metres, but the race does fall right away. And 11, Parisian Vale, who was okay on debut, just thought it might have trialled a little bit better. But I think 7 can run well fresh. I'll go 7, 5, 4 and 11.
7, 5, 4 and 11 in the third. Race number 4 is a maiden over the mile. All go round. The favourite is Coralie. 165, nice and tight. Bring the Stars, $4.20. Pindari Pino is at $6.50. So pretty tight favourite here, $1.65. What are your thoughts on the favourite?
Not much depth, so I suppose it wins. It was on the very wet track last time. It was a good run. It was a tough effort. Just kept finding. Just found one better out wide. There's no depth here whatsoever. So if we can bring that form back to a better track, it's the one to beat. I think 11, Bring the Stars. It will win for sure on its best form. You go back to that last campaign, that Flemington run would win this easily. Now, it's had 2 runs back from a spell. First up, got a fair way back, was just fair. then got onto the wet track last time, sat three wide. You just completely forget that run. It's fitter. It's got gate one. If it finds its best form, it will win. I'm just not sure how it's going. 12 Pindari Point was okay last time. It's got a place chance. And 3 MacPin, there's some ability there. It's a big gangly thing that'll get over ground. Didn't have the best of luck there on debut. Might run into a place here at the mile. But 9, the one to beat. 11 looks the only danger. 9, 11, 12 and 3.
9, 11, 12 and 3. That is four races down at Hamilton today. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, it's the Quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Hamilton today with Mark Hunter. We're up to the first leg of the Quaddy, which is race number 5, and this is a benchmark 58 over the mile. A Fighting Fury is the favourite here at $2.80. Pristine Image, $4.80. Hughes the Boss at $5. And then you're out to Trenchant at $6. Do we need a few in this first leg of the Quaddy, Mark?
I'm taking my four tips, Michael, but I'm going to make number 2, Hughes the Boss, the best of the day here. I think this horse, it won a similar race first up 3 starts ago and won just a total dominant fashion. Now, since then, it's been a couple of benchmark 64s. Worst part of the track last time. Drops back to 58 grade. I just think looks perfectly placed here to beat 7 Pristine Image. Didn't have the best of luck last time. It's got gate 1 in Yandle, so it's going to get every chance today. Won a Fighting Fury. Good win last time. It can win. It's going to be strung up in traffic and just need luck at the right time. And 4 Khalili Asu. Didn't have the best of runs last time. It was a good third. It's got a winning chance. Just draws wide and does need some luck. But yeah, I think 2 can run well. I'll make it my best for the day. 2, 7, 1, and 4.
2, 7, 1, and 4, the best of the day in the first leg of the Quaddy. Race number 6 of 58 over 1,400 metres. Take out 10 and 12. Wish I Might, $2.70. Thomas Hawk, $6. Then we're out to Merganella at $7.50. Art Dealer, $8. And Similia, or Smiler Marshall, I should say, is at $8 as well. It's a firm favourite here, but there's a few given a chance.
Yeah, I'm going wide. Michaela Lawrence got 2 really good rides. They've both drawn barrier 1, so she's going to need luck at crucial stages. And that's, I'll tip Wish I Might number 7. It's coming through better races. It's got the 2-kilo claim. You'd think if the brakes come, it's the winner, but you will need luck at the right time. So that's your little worry here. That's why we're going wide. The beat number 5, Merganella. Having its first start for the new stable, it's certainly shown enough form when it's right to be very competitive here and draws for a great run. 9, Sunday Night Tea. Come back from a spell in good form. Strong winner last start chance again. And 6, Smiler Marshall, who's around the mark without winning, has got some hope. Very even race here. I'll go 7, 5, 9 and 6.
7, 5, 9 and 6 in race number 6. Race number 7 is another 58. This one's over 1,100 metres. You can take out 3, 4 and 9. Ornamental Lady is into odds on now for Dan Bowman, who's got a few good chances today. $1.95. Champs Dior, $3.80. Ex-Lover at $6. And then we're out to Francine at $7. So this race could be a bit tighter. Are you trimming this leg up?
I am taking in my Quaddy 3 numbers. I'm taking 5, 6 and 7. Look, Ornamental Lady should win. You go back 3 starts ago, it beat Home Agreeable. Now, that's just fantastic form. It's trialled well. It should park on the back of the speed. It'll be running along. They're the right horses to follow. Again, she'll just need luck to get clear at the right time. If that comes, it should be the winner. We'll put in 5 and 6 as insurance. They'll be up on the speed. 5 Champs d'Or is a fast horse. I think 1,100 is probably as far as it wants, but it's racing well, close to a win. 6 Francine, coming off a break, the better horse just ridden with a little sit, so should just tuck behind them and run well. And maybe next best number 2, Ex-Lover, who was terrible last time. Before that, its runs were good enough to put it somewhere in the money here. I'll go 7, just needs an ounce of luck. 7, 5, 6 and 2.
7, 5, 6 and 2. And then the last of 8 today at Hamilton on the soft 5 deck is a 58 over 2,200 metres. We can take out 1, 5 and 11. Mystique Falcon, Mar Eustace, a shorty to end the day, $1.60. Lucas the Younger is at $4.60. Diamonds and Rust, $4.80. And Bruno Stars at $14. Do we take on the favourite, try and get it some value in the last leg?
Well, taking 3 numbers, I thought it half gave itself up last time. I know they took off early on it, but gee, I thought it was entitled to win. It got run down in a moderate field last time. It might win. I just don't think it's a horse you can back at that price. So I'll put it on top, Mystique Falcon, but not all the eggs in the one basket. I think number 3, Lucas the Younger, is going well. 2200's about as far as it gets. Got a winning hope. Six Diamonds and Rust. Had a couple of goes now for the stable. Was caught wide last time. Was down to run at Hamilton near a recent Saturday meeting and well backed. Late scratching. It's got a chance and a place chance for number seven, Jack in the Ditch, who'll push forward on the speed, but I don't think can win. Place only there. So, yeah, not all eggs in the one basket. 2, 3, 6, then 7.
2, 3, 6, and 7 in the last. So a tricky day. Cordy's hopefully where we're going to nab some cash today. How do we play it?
We're going to make the best race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss. We'll make my value race 3, number 7, Voss Mary. The Quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 4, and 7. Second leg going wide here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9. Third leg, 5, 6, and 7. And come home 2, 3, 6. So we need a couple of those phase to get bowled over. And the play of the day, it's going to play an each way all up here. Race 3, number 7, Voss Mary, into race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss, will cost you $4 for a $1 investment.
Sounds very good, Mark. I normally like to ask you for a Saturday selection when we talk to you on Thursday. I'm wondering if you've looked at Geelong tomorrow.
I'm still getting through those two, Michael. I'm miles behind, actually, so I can't really shed any light on you for the future.
That's all right. Just asking. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with his selections for Hamilton today. We'll have a lot of information on the Geelong Cup tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Charlie Rose, because she is a $2.60 favourite and, as it stands, has secured a spot in the Melbourne Cup Final 24, so they may scratch. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Before that, though, we need winners again at Hamilton. Racing.com's Brent Zarafa will be front and centre for today's meeting at Hamilton. How are you, BZ?
I'm going well, Mick. A lot of excitement around. It was great to watch sitting at home watching the Breakfast with the Best and the barrier draw for the Manikato and also the Cox Plate. But, yeah, my focus is certainly on Hamilton today, and get a little bit of confidence just listening to the last interview there with Mark Hunter. I'm with the same horse in race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss. Actually got involved at the early price with this horse. I didn't get the $26, but I'm certainly on it at a big price. But I think this horse is going to be very, very hard to beat. Was a dominant winner in 58 grade first up, and then it's been going around in two strong benchmark 64s the past two runs. Don't be overly concerned by the beaten margin last time out. That was in a very fast race in a much stronger event than what it faces today. Now dropping back to a 58, sticking to the 1,600 metres. And this horse was competitive in some good races, benchmark 70 level last preparation. I think he looks extremely well placed. And I think the $5 is still generous. Happy to take on the favourite, Fighting Fury. So race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss, is my best bet of the day. And I'm also going to back Champagne Witness in race number 3. Now, I know this mare's been a little bit costly for punters that have been on her back throughout her career, but she's been very consistent. I think today's the day. I think she's found the right race from a good draw. She should just sit just in behind the speed, and I'm hoping with even luck that she should be hard to beat. So my two bets, race 5, number 2, and race 3, number 5.
I like it. From the barrier draw this morning, have you got a winner and a loser out of the Cox Plate?
I'm not really reading too much into the barrier draw from a winner or loser's perspective. As we've seen in the past couple of weeks, now, Incentivised drew barrier 20, comes into 18, didn't make much of a difference for it. Animo draws barrier 15 and a Corfu Guineas, didn't make much difference for it. You know, by the Cox Plate time, we've probably had, what, 8 races on Friday night run on the track and another 8 races run on the track on Saturday. So there's a big opportunity that with maybe a little bit of rain around that the inside could chop off and they could be going down the middle of the track. So I wouldn't overly be too concerned about wide draws, especially with a field of 10. It's not like we've got a field of 14, and they're sort of jostling for positions. But, I just think it is a great Cox Plate in that it's very even. Like, we don't... I know the defeat of Zaki last time out's probably, and also Very Elegant, thrown the race around a little. But I quite like it because there's probably 6 or 7 legitimate winning chances. And I think Animo is every bit as good as some of the three-year-olds that we've had in the race over the past couple of years. So I think he deserves to probably be very hard to beat, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if Zaki bounces back with a little bit of give in the track at Mooney Valley.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, especially to see what the market does as well. We know there's been a lot of money for Animo. Do you think there's a chance he could press for favouritism?
It'll go close. I think he'll be, right up there at the top of the betting, which he already is. I think Zaki will no doubt have his supporters. I think a lot of people will be happy to forgive his last run at Caulfield and, you know, just go on his body of work over the last couple of starts since we've seen him here in Australia with Annabelle Meacham. So I wouldn't be getting too concerned over the credentials of Zaki heading into a Cox Plate on Saturday. But yes, to answer the question, I think the gap between he and Animo from a market perspective will close.
Just having a look on racing.com, Matt Smith is pretty upset that K.I. Nautique didn't get into the field. He's even contemplating not bringing the horse down for the mile, the Waterford Crystal, because he's that upset. Were you surprised at that decision, or do you agree that the top 10 should be in the Cox Plate?
Look, I think without a full field, I think he's probably a little bit harsh that he didn't get into the race. You know, I understand the Moonee Valley Racing Club like to protect the, I suppose, prestige of the Cox Plate, but I don't think it would have sort of taken away from anything if K.I. Nautique was allowed to run in the event. He's a Group 1 winner. Yes, I know it may have been a couple of seasons ago, but I think it's fair to say that there's been horses in recent years that have run in a Cox Plate that may not have had the credentials or ability of K.I. Nautique, but it is what it is. Adds a little bit of a talking point, and there's still a great field of 10 going around on Saturday.
All right, BZ, good luck today, mate. Good punting at Hamilton.
Cheers, guys.
Don't forget,